It's my pleasure to introduce from Israel, with their Sephardic and Mediterranean fusion, the band Balladino.
Hello, it's great to be here. It's a big honor to be playing tonight at the Chumleaf Theater at 7 o'clock. I want to introduce my friends in Balladino. We have Ishai Afterman on percussion. We have Tomer Moked on strings. Myself, Yoni Dvorai, play wind instruments, and we have our wonderful Yael Badash, our vocalist. The first song that we're going to play is actually a combination of two songs.
Okay.
One is called Ben Seni, and the other one is going to be a transition to a song called Noches Noches.
Powerful sounds of Baladino coming to you live over WFHB this afternoon. We're very excited to have you all here getting our Lotus Live sessions kicked off this year. Incredible fusion going on there between what feels like really old traditions with a modern update. And as I understand from your bio that this is rooted in Ladino culture of the Mediterranean. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, totally. Actually, the origin of all the songs comes from Jewish communities that were spread throughout the Mediterranean after mm-hmm. they were expelled from Spain at 1492.
Okay.
So in each country the Jews were living in, they got the influences of the local music that was there. So, for example, Greece or Bulgaria or Turkey or North Africa. And when Israel was formed, all those cultures came into Israel, and these are the origins that we are influenced. So this is why you see here such a big mixture of instruments like oud that comes from, it is played a lot in North Africa and mm-hmm. in Turkey, or the shofar, which is very ancient instruments. Yoni can tell you a bit more about the duduk that he's about to play right now.
Are you writing new compositions? Are you drawing on old folk melodies?
The working process starts when we listen to just a cappella mm-hmm. recording of, I don't know, it's from archives, from there have been collections of those songs because people wanted to preserve it. No one speaks today Ladino anymore, mm-hmm. so this is why it's so important to preserve this disappearing culture. So we just listen to songs, a cappella songs sung by nice grandmothers, and then we find a nice tune that we like, and then we rearrange it. Sometimes we add a few musical parts to it.
But your source material of the melodies sometimes can be centuries old with what you're working
yeah,
with.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
Oh, that's where a lot of that power comes from. Ancient Music Into the Future with Baladino live on WFHB.
This one we'll do acoustically.
Okay.
No computers.
Okay.
Only our souls.
Now, this song that we're about to play is a very famous song in the Mediterranean. I was born and raised in Israel, knowing the song in Hebrew. When I started to search my musical roots, I found out that it exists also in Ladino. Later, I found out a Greek version and a Turkish version,
wow.
and even a version in English that was made in the 60s by John Baez. So I think it's a beautiful way to see how music connects us all.
Thank you.
Over WFHB today as part of our Lotus Live coverage for Lotus Festival. We have time for one more song here on the radio.
That's great. So we're going to play Poco Le Das. It's also a traditional song, a wedding song. Tomer and I got married 6 months ago, and it was very fun. Thank you. It was very funny to work on that song, and this time we recorded it then, because it tells about a conversation or even maybe an argument before the wedding between the mother of the bride and the mother of the groom.
But these things never happen today.
Yeah, things like that are not happening today. It belongs to the past. So Yoni is going to play, on the name.
Poco le das a mi consuegra, poco le das. te Uno che si trocca cada dia Uno che si trocca cada dia Uno che si trocca cada dia
That cymbal was going to ring for the next minute here, but we got to go. You've been listening to Lotus Live Sessions today from Blockhouse Studios. It's been our pleasure to introduce the audience to Balladino. They will be performing one night only at the festival at the Lotus Kickoff Concert tonight at Buskirk Cholmondeley Theater. You can also go to the Lotus Festival website, lotusfest.org, to learn more about Balladino at their artist profile. I would encourage you to do that. It's a very exciting mix of older folk sounds with a modern approach, and it's a very exciting fusion. My name's Jim Mannion, and it's been great to be here for this, the first of seven sessions from Blockhouse Studios this weekend. Again, thanks to Balladino.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The crew at Blockhouse, as well as the WFHB crew, for getting this on the air. We'll be back at 4 o'clock.